battaglia va a vincerò.
Essen Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show that helps you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Condrit is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Condrit.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat, and this is it's kind of a sad time for me and a joyous time. It's sad because after 22 years of broadcasting Healthy Vision on KFNX, this will be my last broadcast. And I personally want to thank the staff, especially Norm, the engineer, who really has been working with me over all these years to make sure that the show goes on flawlessly without any problems, and also taking the calls and putting them in queue. So my hat's off to not only Norm, but all of the staff at KFNX. And, you know, I've been listening to that introductory music right before the show for the last 22 years, and it's one of the most inspirational operas I know. It's from the opera Turandot, and the aria is Nestum Dorma. And it has to do with conquering. And I've been here with you every Sunday evening on Healthy Vision for the last 22 years, working with you to try to help you find solutions to help you regain lost vision. So this is, my last show is going to be Ask Dr. Condrat a Question. So this will be your last opportunity to give me a call. And also, well, I shouldn't say it's not your last opportunity, because we're changing the format of Healthy Vision. I'm changing it to, it's going to become a monthly webinar broadcast. What I plan to do is select influential alternative doctors, game changers in the world of alternative medicine, and I plan to do an in-depth interview with them for an hour and make that podcast and broadcast available not only in video format, audio, and it'll be put into a podcast. So the new location for this will be healthyvision.us. That's healthyvision, all one word, .us. So you can go there to get some more information, and investigating who should be my first guest for the Healthy Vision broadcast. So go to healthyvision.us. Also, I thought that I would end the show where I started. For those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, I'm kind of unique. I'm not only a board-certified ophthalmologist, but I also have a degree in homeopathy. I began the radio show back in 1998. When I moved to Phoenix, Arizona from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I moved to Phoenix, Arizona to set up an alternative eye practice, primarily focusing on homeopathy. And at that time, I joined the Desert Institute of Classical Homeopathy and began seeing patients there. And also, I began teaching homeopathy at the Institute. So I practiced in Arizona for probably 15 years. Have a lot of fond memories of Arizona. And even though I moved to Florida, I kept on broadcasting on KFNX Healthy Vision Talk Radio and just enjoyed every minute of it. So the lines are open, and I would like to hear from you. If you have something on your mind, give me a call. You can reach me at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369, toll free, 866-536-1100. Toll free number is 866-536-1100, and the doors are open, so your call will be first in line with a question regarding any aspect of eye care, If you're not sure about that upcoming eye surgery, if you're looking for an alternative opinion, you are tuned in to the right station. Give me a call, and we can talk about your eye problem and try to figure out some solutions. It's been a big day today. We finished our Vision Event 2020. Every year I have a two-day event where I have guest speakers from all over the world sharing the latest in traditional medical and surgical treatment for eye disease and also the top alternative treatments. And we had a very, very great lineup of speakers. And if you missed it, we're planning to reformat the entire event and make it available online. So you can go to ConradEvent.com. That's ConradEvent.com, and you can find out some information. The best thing to do if you wanted to stay in touch with me is go to my website, HealingTheEye.com. That's all one word, HealingTheEye.com. And on that website, there's two things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to sign up for my newsletter. Every week I'll keep you informed of updates in eye treatment, also topics for my upcoming Healthy Vision online broadcast, and also I'll keep you up to date on what my wife and I are doing in terms of our mission travels. Missionary eye surgery has been a big part of my practice right now, and I'll talk a little bit about that later on. But in fact, the entire Vision event, 100% of all the proceeds of the Vision event are going to eye missionary work. We have established a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, the Restore Vision Foundation, and this enables us to receive charitable contributions and be able to take those charitable contributions and put them to good use, not only in third world countries, but also helping folks who may be in financial need here in the United States. So what I'd like to do on this show is kind of end the show where I started 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, I wanted to introduce to people who were told by their eye doctor nothing can be done for their vision problem, and people who were maybe giving up hope, I wanted to share with them what I call the 10 essentials to save your sight. And you can receive a complimentary copy of my best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, by going to healingtheeye.com. That's all one word, healingtheeye.com. And on the home page, you can sign up on my newsletter, and there's a link where you can download the book. And if you are suffering with any type of eye problem, or you're not sure about having eye surgery, you're looking for alternative solutions, this is the book for you to have in your possession. And there's absolutely no charge, no obligation for you. It's called The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. And let's go through The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. And I think it's very appropriate for me to kind of end the 22 years of Healthy Vision Talk Radio by talking about a topic that I introduced 22 years ago. So they were... Norm just gave me the word that we're coming up to a break in 2 minutes, so maybe you want to get into a queue. If you do have a question, now's the time to put your call in, 602-277-5369, toll free, 866-536-1100. So chapter one in the book, and it's probably the most important chapter, and that chapter deals with nutrition. I am a firm believer that all good health begins with nutrition. And many of you may be bored to hear about good nutrition. Doctor, I just want a shortcut. I don't want to change my diet and start eating healthy. But I tell you, it is the best way for you to regain your health. And I'm a big advocate of colorful food. I believe that colorful food will give you colorful vision. Also, I believe you are what you eat. And as Thomas Edison said, doctor of the future would not prescribe any medication, but instead advise the patient on diet and nutrition. I'm a firm believer. So we're coming up to a break. we come back, I'll continue talking about good nutrition. And also an interesting study that was done out of London, looking at identical twins and trying to evaluate which factors increase the incidence of cataracts. I think you'll find that result very, very interesting. And also the lines are open. Give me a ring and we can talk about your eye problem. So I'll be right back after this break. Okay, welcome back to Healthy Vision. And Norm, the engineer, gave me some exciting news. I think I misheard him. He said that we got our first caller. It's Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, on the line to congratulate you on the radio show for 22 years. But I misheard him. It's not Donald Trump. But we have somebody better. We have Jim from Pittsburgh. Jim?
Yep, so am I.
How are you?
How are you doing, Doctor?
Real good, real good. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, I'm from your hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What part of the city do you live?
Actually, I'm 23 miles northwest. I live in Aliquippa, the home of Henry Mancini.
Oh, yeah, Aliquippa. I used to be on the staff at Aliquippa Hospital, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
But I know the area very well.
Oh, I talked to Dr. Courtney. Yeah, he said he was on the staff also, you know, and uh-huh. I never remembered your name. I don't know if you remember Dr. Miller and Dr. Owens. I think that was before your time, though.
No, vaguely I remember them. Vaguely I remember them. But that's where I got started.
They,
I started my traditional ophthalmology practice in Pittsburgh, and then I moved out to Arizona to do alternative work.
Oh, are you in Arizona now broadcasting, or you're in Florida and rebroadcasting?
No, right
they
now
rebroadcast
I'm in Florida. I've been doing the radio show remotely from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Right now,
yeah, I listen to you every Sunday when I get a chance. You know, very informative,
well,
and we're going to miss you on this KFNX.
It's really sad for me that it's been quite a commitment every week broadcasting the show, and now I'm doing a lot of missionary work. And it's hard to broadcast in some remote locations in Africa, Central America, you know, with the time zone. So we have
a new format.
It's going to be healthyvision.us. It's on Vimeo.
US.
It'll be a live broadcast. So,
looking forward to that. And I don't know how you find the time. You know, God bless you for doing all that work that you do for those less fortunate people. I commend you for that. I was reading some of your earlier papers, when you first started the low current, stimulation, and you had some, frequencies on there, like with short bursts. I just couldn't understand what the significance of those frequencies were. I forgot to write them down. It was like, I'm just using this off the top of my head. It'd be like 95 hertz for like 5 seconds, and then you went on to something else for 20 seconds. And you remember those experiments?
Yeah. In fact, we're still using those frequency, and now doctors are calling them signals. And each signal would have a certain physiological effect. In fact, I'm working with a company right now called EyeCell, EyeCell. And they're trying to get FDA approval for the microcurrent machine to reverse macular degeneration. And in fact, we are going to be starting a study, and the study will be free of charge, where we'll treat you with whatever eye problem you have and measure the effect of these frequencies. So if you're interested or if anybody else out there is listening, give the office a call and we can see if you qualify for the study. And
okay.
The office number is 800-430-9328.
430-9328. Yeah, I have your office number. I called several times. I ordered some products from you.
Yeah, every time you order a product, 100% of the profit goes towards mission work. So we
that's nice of you, Doctor. Like I say, I salute you for that.
Thank you. But let me talk about frequencies. Because... let me talk about the frequency. Everything in nature has a certain vibration or frequency. And I'm a ham radio operator. And
yeah, so am I.
To you, if I wanted to talk to you in Pittsburgh, I would dial in a certain frequency.
Right, correct.
And then once we identify that frequency, then there's another carrier. So if I want to talk to the retina, what I would do is dial in the frequency of the retina. It causes a certain vibration that resonates, just like two tuning forks.
Oh, I see.
That have a similar vibration. So let me ask you, are you a technician license or a general?
No, I have the extra. I've been a ham since 1955. That's 5'5".
You know what? I may have to talk to you because I'm a newbie. I got my technician license, and I'm working on getting my general license.
Oh, good luck with that. Yeah, I mostly operate codes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And but once in a while I go on single sideband, and if you do get your general license, I think 20 meters or maybe 15 meters, I'll have to look. I can't remember what, from Arizona to Pittsburgh, I think it's 20 meters or 15. 20 meters, I think, sounds better, 20 meters.
Well, do me a favor. If you could email me your contact information, I'd like to talk to you about that.
Oh, sure. Okay, I'd be glad to.
Just send it to info@healingthei, and we'll get in touch.
Info, okay.
My license number is KM4JQR. KM4JQR.
I think I looked you up one time. What was that again, your license?
K, M as in Mary, 4, JQR.
JQR, okay. I got it. Mine's W3 Echo Tango Foxtrot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's for the listeners. Some of them out there probably are ham operators and stuff like that. And I've worked quite a few people in Arizona or in Florida. As a matter of fact, the way my antennas orientated right now, that's all I get is Florida in the Northwest. You know, so it must be
leaving
out that way.
Maybe you and I can set up our own radio station.
Yeah, well, I like to contact you on that'd be great.
All right, good. Okay, Jim, thanks so much for the call. We got a new adventure going here. We're going to be broadcasting over the ham license, especially when the government starts shutting down a lot of radio stations for advertising non-big pharma products. So we got another knock on the door. We have Maribella from California. Maribella, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Conrad. I have a couple of questions. One is, I often hear the terms restoration, regeneration, and rejuvenation being used for the eyes, but I also hear it being said that it will not restore vision. So what is being restored or regenerated or rejuvenated?
Okay, well, I think all those terms are very similar. And what I think there's a couple of different areas that I look at. My main goal is when I treat somebody with an eye problem is try to restore or rejuvenate their functioning vision. By functioning vision, I mean, how many letters do they see on the eye chart? What is their visual field? Do they have a full visual field? Are they able to see colors? Are they able to see detail? That's what we call functioning vision. Now, at the same time, we do treatments to actually help regenerate the eye. For example, let's say you have retinal scarring or thinning of the retina or damage to your optic nerve. We want to do things to restore the tissue. Now, and sometimes we can restore the tissue, but the vision does not improve. And on the other hand, we can restore the vision and sometimes the tissue doesn't improve. So, you know, anytime I treat somebody, I'm looking at all these parameters. I'm looking at the functioning vision, and I do a lot of testing, measuring the thickness of the retina, the health of the optic nerve, because this is the way that I publish papers, and I have published papers showing that these alternative treatments can restore lost vision. In fact, I was very excited. My work, I'm going to present my work at the European Vitreoretinal Society in August in Vienna. It's the largest retinal meeting in the world. And I'm going to be presenting a paper there on using microcurrent and other means for rejuvenating and restoring lost vision. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah. And another question that I have is, with the, you know, my keratopathy, they say it's getting worse. I was just wondering what is causing it. They haven't been able to explain that to me. And the only alternative that I'm being offered here is the scraping of the cornea and using the lens. But they have warned me that it's very painful, and there's no analgesia, oral analgesia, that can relieve the pain for a couple of days.
Well, you know, we're coming up, Mirabella, we're coming up to a break, but don't hang up. When I come back, we'll continue talking about the corneal problem, okay? So we'll be right back after this break, and we'll address the corneal problem. Be right back after this break. Healthy Vision, and this is Dr. Edward Kondra. Thank you so much for listening. This is my last broadcast after 22 years of doing Healthy Vision on KFNX. Thanks so much to the radio station, Norm, and all the other engineers for their support over this time period. But it's not ending. We have a new change. We'll be on healthyvision.us, healthyvision.us. On Vimeo, it's going to be a live stream broadcast, which I think is going to be very exciting. Go to healthyvision.us for more information. Mirabella, you know, I've been doing a lot of work in Africa, and I'm seeing a lot of severely scarred corneas, and we're doing some techniques. We're using a diamond burr, a very fine burr with a diamond, and we're using that to clean up the corneal tissue. So I do believe that combination of the burr and maybe replacing it with some donor cornea may be the solution. But I really can't give you that much advice. I would like you to send me a copy of your records, recent records, and maybe a recent picture if you can. How does that sound?
Yeah.
And I'll get back to you, and I'll make some suggestions.
Yeah. Because I was told that just EDTA wouldn't work.
Well, I disagree with that. I think EDTA with a combination of some other things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to
do.
So send me a copy of the records. All right?
Okay.
We got
okay.
another knock on a door. We have Ken from Texas. Ken, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Yes. I want to ask you about subcapsular cataracts with extreme dry, sticky, gritty, sandpapery feeling eyes, that vision changes dramatically from time to time.
Now, you're calling it a subcapsular, or?
That's what the ophthalmologist called it, was a subcapsular cataract. That
okay,
doesn't explain
the
dry,
gritty,
sticky, right?
The lens has an anterior capsule. The lens is kind of like a little magnifying glass, and the cataract can grow either in the front part or the back part or the middle. There's all different types. So I think what he's referring to is a cataract that's in the front part of the lens, subcapsular, which is right under the capsule. But the cataract should not cause any symptoms in terms of dry eyes or grittiness. So it sounds like you have two problems. It sounds like you have dry eyes and a cataract.
Yeah, extreme.
So what are you doing for this right now?
Well, I tried the Ocumed, and I've tried all kinds of homeopathic drops, yours and others, and nothing seems to work, and it just keeps getting worse, and it's getting pretty cloudy. And,
well, one thing that I would like you to try is ozonated eye drops. You can make your own ozonated eye drops. I've had a lot of success with them in terms of treating dry eyes, and they might be somewhat effective if the cataract is in the anterior part of the lens. But the best thing to do, Ken, is send me a copy of your eye record so I can really get a handle on exactly what's going on.
I've sent that, and I'm sorry, but your staff are not very responsive, and I missed the vision event because I keep calling, and no one answers the phone or responds to email, but I guess I can still watch it at a later time. And
which
try to get some help from
using?
Them on that and couldn't.
Which phone number are you using, and what number are you calling?
Well, I guess, let's see, I'm using the 800-430-9328.
Okay, now do you go to voicemail, or? Because we keep track of all the calls, and when they don't answer the call, I get a copy of all the voicemail.
Well, it wouldn't take voicemail. I called up, and it just said that no voicemail is set up. It's been that way for like a week
now. You might be calling the wrong number.
800-430-9328
or 813-734-3804. Because we have unlimited voicemail.
Huh?
Something is kind of... I'll tell you what you do. When you send an email to info@healingtheeye.com,
I don't get any response.
I see all the emails.
Uh-huh.
So send one.
Okay, well,
send one tonight.
I just recently sent a new one in, so...
Did you send it? Send one in tonight, and I'll get on top of it for you. But I don't like to hear
about it. Go.
Okay, well, send one in tonight. info@healingtheeye, and I'll get on top of it for you.
Okay, well, I had it sent from the ophthalmologist. So
you had what
I'll
sent?
I'll wait till they come back in, maybe tomorrow or Tuesday. I'm not sure.
No, wait. Did the ophthalmologist send the email, or did you send it?
Yeah, the ophthalmologist faxed it over.
Well, we may not have gotten the fax. I hear this all the time. The eye doctor tells you they're sending the records, and we never get it. That's not their priority. So it could be that we never got your records.
Well, they said you received it, so.
Well, the best thing to do, this is what I would recommend, this is what I tell patients. You go to the eye doctor's office, and you get a copy of your records. You own them.
Yeah.
They're your personal property. And once you get them, you send them to us. That's the best way to get it. But I hear this all the time. The eye doctor tells you that they sent them and they never did.
Well, they're not too receptive to anything other than surgery. Because, how many ophthalmologists are there? They're all cataract surgery salesmen, you know?
Yeah, they all want to do
cataract surgery.
They
make so much money and such so little work. Why should they look for something better? I have ozone generators, and I used to drink the water. I've never used it as eye drops, but...
go to YouTube. There's a YouTube video.
Yeah.
If you go to YouTube and search Kondrat Ozone, and I tell you exactly how to make the ozone eye drops and how to use them. That's what I'd recommend. But I'd like to see a copy of your record, and then I can, give you some more specific advice, all right?
Well, I am very much looking for non-invasive solutions.
Well, you're talking
to
the right person.
Tell me about, I've had too many people tell me about the problems they've had after cataract surgery.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes it needs to be done, but in most cases, I'd like to find out natural ways to make the vision better. So I'll be happy to work with you on that.
Well, all right.
Thanks so much for your call. We got another knock on the door. We have Toby from Utah. Toby, how are you?
Hey, doing fine, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I hear you fine. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yeah, a couple questions for you. The first one is I have an eye condition called optic nerve hypoplasia. Have you heard of that?
Yep, I have.
Okay. I watched your YouTube video pertaining to stem cell injections, and that you're saying that you do the umbilical cord stem cell injections. Would that possibly work for that condition?
Well, I would probably want to take a look at your eye records and try to evaluate. I need to see your visual fields. I need to see pictures of the back of the eye before I make a judgment. And a lot depends on the level of vision you have right now. Because there's different degrees of hypoplasia. Hypoplasia just means, for the listeners, other people out there that are listening in on the radio, just means a lack of development, not a complete development. So,
I was born with that.
I would assume that you were born with it, but I need to know your level of vision. Has your vision changed? So the best thing to do is send me a copy of your eye records. You can go to freeconsult.us. It gives you all the information. Freeconsult.us. And then when I review those records, I'll let you know. But to be honest with you, before I jump into stem cells, I like to do more natural means, like microcurrent and light therapy. Sometimes those therapies are a lot less expensive, and sometimes they can be very effective in restoring lost vision. So I'd probably want to investigate those modalities first.
Yeah, I've heard you talking about that as well in your YouTube videos, which is really interesting. And the other question I have for you, too, is I think I heard you say that in one of your other YouTube videos, you mentioned that you've got eye doctors all around the country practicing in your program or something. And so I was wondering if there's any here in Utah.
No, unfortunately, we don't have anybody in Utah. And I used to have a lot of general alternative doctors doing my program, but I'm getting away from that. I really do think you need an eye specialist, a medical eye doctor that does the program. So we're coming up to a break, but I'll tell you what, Toby, hang on there, and we come back, we'll finish the conversation, okay? We'll be right back after this break. Okay, welcome back to Healthy Vision, and this is the last segment of Healthy Vision. After 22 years of broadcasting Healthy Vision on KFNX Radio, this will be the last 10 minutes of the Healthy Vision radio show. It's been just a very enjoyable 22 years. Thanks again. Thanks, Norm, for all your help putting the calls through and everyone else with the programming. It's been a very enjoyable 22 years, and thank all of you, all the listeners. Toby, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Yeah, can you hear me okay still?
You're a little weak, but I can hear you fine. So what I want you to do is send a copy of your records to freeconsult.us. And if you do have a visual field test or a picture, make sure you send them and we'll evaluate it. But I wanted to give you a little bit of caution. You know, a lot of people are looking at stem cells to be this miraculous cure. And I think stem cells can be extremely beneficial, but there has to be some underlying work done first in order for vision to be restored. I do like the microcurrent because the microcurrent does stimulate existing neurological tissue. Microcurrent can act as a homing device. By that, I mean it can help guide those stem cells to the optic nerve. And so there's a lot of other more reasonable therapies that I'd like you to consider before the stem cells. But we can talk more about that. Make sure you send me a copy of your record, and I'll get back to you on what my proposal is. How does that sound?
Okay, yeah, that's great. I can tell you straight up right now that my left eye is far stronger than my right eye. I can usually see what's right in front of me through the left eye. I've got is that peripheral vision? Is that what that's called, where it's in the center of the eye?
Right. It's called the visual field, and it can be located on the side or the center, and we want to map that because the visual field is a kind of reflection of the health of the optic nerve. It can tell us where specifically the hypoplasia is.
Okay.
And then we wanted yeah. these things to kind of expand the visual field.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if you want
okay.
to see my eye records, then yes.
The visual
field. I'll get that to you for sure.
Okay, thanks so much for your call. We got a couple more minutes, and I don't know if anybody
Thank
wants
you.
To be the last caller of the Healthy Vision radio show. Let me see here. Oh, we do have another caller, Dennis from North Dakota. How are you, Dennis?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
See, I missed the How to Love Your Liver talk on your event. Do you have any highlights from that event?
Yeah, we do. Go to Vimeo, search my name, or email me, and I'll give you Dr. James McNair. Did a really great presentation. In fact, I can send you the link, and you can listen to it. Actually, he changed the name of the book. It's not How to Love Your Liver. It's Smart Ways of Healing.
Oh,
he changed
okay.
the name of the book. But James is he's a phenomenal ophthalmologist. He lives maybe about 20 miles from me here in Florida. And he's been doing alternative medicine longer than me, believe it or not. And so I think his book is going to be kind of interesting. He has a lot of insight. And he's a big user of microcurrent.
Okay.
So email me at info@healingtheeye. And all of the presenters, it was a phenomenal meeting. There was such tremendous material presented. We had Dr. Rowan, Dr. Vega talked about essential oils. Garrett Muren talked about the Delta laser. David Pesek talked about iridology. I talked about the 10 graded eye advances of the last decade. A lot of good material. So email me or go to chondroitevent.com. And I'm trying to put everything, clean up all the recordings and put everything online and make that available for people.
Okay.
So
all right. Thank
anybody,
you very much.
Anything? Okay, thanks for your call. We got a couple more minutes. He is the last caller of Healthy Vision after 22 years. Let me find the number here. You can reach me at 602-277-5369, 602-277-5369, or 866-536-1100, 866-536-1100. It's kind of like New Year's Eve. The ball is about ready to drop. We got six more minutes to the top of the hour, and Healthy Vision will officially end. And those of you that are listening, take advantage and download my best-selling book for free. There's a lot of good material in there. Unfortunately, I did not get a chance to go over the 10 essentials to save your sight, but that's kind of the way I like to do a radio show. I like interaction with you, the listeners out there. I like to hear about what's on your mind and how I can help you. But go to healthyvision.com. That's all one word, healthyvision.com. And you'll see a link that you can download my best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, chock full of information on diet, nutrition, microcurrent stimulation, chelation, light therapy, electromagnetic therapy. It's a lot of good material. And I think that if you do have a vision problem, that's the first step you want to take is get a copy of that book. And if your vision is not that great and you have trouble reading, we do have some webinars covering all that information. You may want to go to Chondroit Podcast. Go to Chondroit Podcast, and I have a couple hundred of my past radio shows on there. I have some great guests. You can get some information on there. You can also send me your eye records. I'm always willing to take a look at your eye records and give you some specific advice for your eye problems. And you can do that by just sending me a recent copy of your eye exam to freeconsult.us. That's freeconsult.us. And this is a no obligation. There's no cost for you. I'll kind of point you in the right direction so you can know exactly what you need to do to restore your last vision. I believe in empowering you as a patient, and that's why most of my modalities are things that you can do at home. Those of you that have listened to my radio show in the past know that I'm a big advocate of microcurrent stimulation. It uses very low levels of electrical current, very low current at specific frequencies that help stimulate the tissue. And I've had just amazing success with that. More and more ophthalmologists are getting interested. I spoke at a national meeting in Italy. I'm going to be speaking in Colombia, and I'm going to be speaking in Europe, sharing information about the microcurrent. So we got a couple minutes to the top of the hour, and the lines are open. So far, Dennis is the last caller of the show. Congratulations, Dennis, if somebody may knock you off. The number is 602-277-5369, 602-277-5369, or toll-free, 866-536-1100. So Norm just gave me the two-minute warning, and I want to take these last 2 minutes once again to thank all of you, the listeners, that have been with me over the last 22 years. In fact, it was really moving for me. 2 weeks ago, I had a patient come into the office who's been using the microcurrent for 20 years. First heard me on the radio and became interested in what I was doing. He was a young man at that time. I think he was 18 or 19. And he's been doing the microcurrent and these alternative treatments, and we're, you know, he's really preserving his vision. He's able to function. So it's stories like that that really make me feel good. And I'm here to help you, and even though you're not going to be able to hear me every week on Healthy Vision, I am available on my new format, healthyvision.us. That's healthyvision.us. Go there for some more information. You can always give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Go to my website, healingtheeye.com, all one word, healingtheeye.com, and sign up for my newsletter. So once again, I want to thank all of the listeners for the last 22 years. Norm, thank you. You've done a great job over all this time. You've helped me out in some situations where we lost connections. I have a lot of crazy, crazy things that happened over the last 22 years. So thanks to everybody again for a great 22 years. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, signing off for the last time, wishing all of you out there